This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Master Method prepares you for high-stakes patient hearing when you cannot afford to react. 6 steps to hear difficult people fully without losing their ground. In short, patient hearing is not passive. It is the most demanding form of listening you will ever do. When the person across from you is angry, manipulative, or deeply difficult, staying genuinely present requires preparation, not just willpower. You must prepare your mind before the conversation begins, not during it. The Master Method gives you 6 specific steps to hear fully without losing your ground. Reflection after the conversation is where your capacity for patient hearing actually builds. Definition: patient hearing method refers to the deliberate, structured practice of listening fully and without reactive interruption to a difficult person in a high-stakes conversation, so that what they say is genuinely received before any response is formed. When you stop listening before they stop talking. A manager I know, sharp and experienced, sat down to hear out a colleague who had been causing friction on the team for months. She had prepared her arguments. She had her evidence ready. The moment he started, she stopped actually listening. She was building her counter-argument sentence by sentence while he spoke. He finished. She responded. He felt unheard. The conversation collapsed, and 2 more months of damage followed, all because she had confused waiting with listening. This is the specific trap that patient hearing is designed to break. It is not about being agreeable or absorbing abuse quietly. It is about the quality of your attention before you respond. When someone is difficult, charged, or actively trying to unsettle you, your brain does not naturally want to hear them out. It wants to defend. And the harder the stakes, the stronger that pull becomes. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe this as one of the central challenges inside what I call the Master Method, that knowing how to listen and actually doing it in a high-pressure moment are 2 completely different things. Chapter 14 addresses this gap directly. What follows is the full framework applied specifically to patient hearing, so you can work into that difficult conversation and genuinely receive what is said, whether or not you agree with a word of it. What makes high-stakes listening different from ordinary conversation? Not every conversation demands this level of preparation. Patient hearing becomes critical when 3 conditions converge: the outcome genuinely matters, the emotional charge is high, and the other person is difficult in a way that triggers your instinct to self-protect. That last factor is the one people underestimate. You might prepare for a hard conversation by thinking through your points and anticipating pushback. But if the other person arrives in explosive anger, or uses manipulation to reframe what happened, or denies your reality entirely, your preparation evaporates. You are no longer listening. You are reacting. I want you to understand something clearly before we go through the steps. The difficulty of patient hearing is not a character flaw. It is a physiological reality. Your nervous system reads social threat the same way it reads physical threat. The amygdala fires, adrenaline moves through your body, and your attention narrows. Staying open and genuinely present in that state is not natural. It is trained. It is, as I say in Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, a matter of mastery, not talent. The 6 steps of the Master Method for patient hearing. The Master Method is a framework I outline in Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time for preparing and executing high-stakes conversations. Applied specifically to patient hearing, each step addresses one of the reasons people stop listening before the conversation is over. Step 1. Mental preparation before you walk in. This step happens before any conversation begins. Patient hearing collapses most often not because people lack the skill in the room, but because they arrive mentally primed to defend. You walk in expecting a fight, and your body and mind begin fighting before a word is spoken. Mental preparation means 2 things. First, clarify your actual goal. You are not there to win. You are there to hear what this person says clearly enough to respond to the real situation, not the version you imagined at 2 a.m. Second, use what I call negative visualization. Picture the worst version of this conversation. Imagine the anger, the manipulation, the accusation. Let your mind experience it now, before the stakes are live. When you arrive having already sat with the discomfort, your nervous system does not treat it as a surprise. Try this the evening before a difficult conversation. Sit quietly for 5 minutes and walk through the worst realistic version. Notice where your body tightens. That is where your patient hearing will break down. Prepare for that specific moment. Step 2. Anticipating what will pull you off track. Anticipating objections is usually described as preparing for counterarguments. In the context of patient hearing, it means something sharp or identifying in advance the specific things this person is likely to say or do that will cause you to stop listening and start reacting. You know this person. You know their patterns. Perhaps they deflect with blame. Perhaps they use your silence as an invitation to escalate. Perhaps they reframe the situation so completely that you feel compelled to correct the record before they finish. Each of these is a predictable trigger. When you name it before the conversation, you take back some of the power it holds over you. Write down two or three things this specific person is likely to say that would normally cause you to interrupt or defend. Then write a brief internal instruction for each. When they say X, I will breathe, I will wait, I will keep listening. This is not passive. This is deliberate preparation for the exact moments when your patient hearing will be tested. If you're dealing with someone prone to explosive anger, handling that well requires its own preparation. But the root skill is the same. You must decide in advance how you will respond, not in the moment when the heat is highest. Step 3. Structuring what you need to say so you are not holding it while you listen. One of the least discussed reasons patient hearing fails is cognitive load. When you have not prepared what you want to say, you carry it in your mind during the conversation. You are simultaneously trying to listen and trying to remember your points. The listening loses. Structuring your key points before you arrive and trusting that you know them clears your mental workspace for genuine attention. I recommend 3 points only. You will know what you want to raise. Write them down in plain language, review them before you walk in, and then put the paper away. You have deposited those points somewhere reliable. Now your mind is free to actually hear the other person. This step is also where you decide what you will not say. Patient hearing sometimes requires sitting with information you disagree with for longer than feels comfortable. If you have pre-decided that you will hear the other person fully before you respond to anything, you are no longer making the decision under pressure. It is already made. Step 4. Timing the conversation for genuine receptivity. A conversation held at the wrong moment produces reactive listening on both sides. If you are exhausted, you will hear selectively. If that other person has just come from a triggering situation, the emotion will flood the space before the real issue has a chance to surface. Timing is not about waiting for the perfect moment, which rarely exists. It is about avoiding the clearly wrong ones. Do not schedule a difficult patient hearing conversation as the last item in a packed day. Do not attempt it immediately after a confrontation involving either party. Give it breathing room. There is also a medium consideration here. If this conversation involves complex, emotionally charged material, choosing the right communication medium matters enormously. A face-to-face conversation gives you the richest information tone, expression, body language, the pauses. When you cannot be in the room, a video call preserves most of that. Text and email strip it away entirely, and what is stripped out tends to get filled in with assumption. For patient hearing to be real, you need to see or hear the person. Step 5. Engaging with full presence when it counts. This is the step that the other 5 are preparing you for. Full presence means your attention is on what is actually being said, not on what you're about to say, not on the catalogue of past grievances, not on the injustice of being in this situation at all. In practice, full presence during patient hearing requires 3 specific disciplines. First, you listen to understand, not to respond. You suspend your counterargument until the other person has genuinely finished. Second, you track your own internal state. When you feel the pull to interrupt with a flush of defensiveness, you notice it and return your attention. Third, you signal that you're hearing them without agreeing a brief nod. I hear you. A moment of quiet before you speak. Here is a script that has served me well when someone is angry and I need to hold my ground while still genuinely listening. I can see that you are very upset and I want to understand what is going on. I'm going to hear you out fully. When you have finished, I will respond to what you have actually said. This does 2 things. It signals patient hearing to the other person, which often reduces the temperature, and it holds you to a standard you have just stated aloud. Where conversations begin to drift into manipulation or gaslighting, you do not abandon patient hearing. You maintain it while also staying anchored to the facts. As I write in chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, manipulation thrives in confusion and dies in clarity. You can hear someone fully and still respond. I hear what you are saying. Here is what I know to be true. Specific facts. Step 6. Reflecting afterward to build the capacity over time. Patient hearing is a skill. Skills degrade without reflection. The final step of the master method is not administrative cleanup. It is where your ability to hear difficult people actually develops. After the conversation, give yourself 10 quiet minutes. Ask these specific questions. What did I actually hear, as opposed to what I expected to hear? Where did my attention slip, and what pulled it? What did this person seem to most need to have received? What would I do differently? You are not looking for perfect performance. You are looking for the specific moments where patient hearing held, and the specific moments where it did not. Over time, this reflection builds a map of your own triggers, and that map is the most practical tool you will ever have for difficult conversations. If the conversation went badly, the recover method, also outlined in chapter 14, gives you a clear path to repair. But that is a separate step. The reflection I'm describing here happens even when things went reasonably well, because reasonably well contains information too. When patient hearing happens at a distance. Remote and hybrid work settings create specific challenges for patient hearing that deserve direct attention. When you cannot be in the same room, you lose the physical cues that help you track a difficult person, the micro-expressions, the body posture, the energy in the space. You are working with less information, and the gaps get filled with projection. When a team conversation is already strained, moving it to a richer medium is not a luxury. It is a practical necessity. A phone call gives you more than email. A video call gives you more than phone. In person gives you the most. Match the difficulty of the conversation to the richness of the medium you choose. If you are stuck on a text thread with someone who is escalating, use this directly. This feels like a conversation we should have by phone or in person. Text is not great for this kind of thing. When can we talk? This is script 116 from Say It Right Every Time. And it works because it names the problem without blame and offers a clear forward step. When you are on a video call and patient hearing is required, compensate for the thin medium with extra deliberateness. State clearly that you are there to hear them out. Minimize your own movement so your attention is visible. If the connection drops or the medium breaks down during a tense moment, that is not a minor inconvenience. It is a significant obstacle to genuine listening, and it is worth pausing and rescheduling rather than pushing through. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The four places patient hearing breaks down. I have coached and practiced this long enough to know the specific failure points. These are not character failures. They are predictable gaps that preparation can close. The mistake. Listening to respond rather than to understand. Why it happens. You have a strong point ready, and you're afraid of losing your thread if you wait too long. What to do instead? Write your three key points down before the conversation. Trust that they are there. Your job now is to hear the other person first. The mistake. Confusing silence with agreement when someone says something untrue. Why it happens. Patient hearing feels like it requires you to absorb everything without ejection. What to do instead. Patient hearing means you hear fully before you respond, not that you accept false premises. I'm hearing you. I want to respond to that when you have finished. The mistake. Attempting patient hearing without preparing for the emotional charge. Why it happens. You know the skill. You believe that should be enough. It is not. What to do instead. Use the negative visualization from step 1. Walk through the worst version before you walk in. Your nervous system will be less surprised. The mistake. Treating the conversation as finished when it ends. Why it happens. Exhaustion and relief. You got through it. What to do instead. Take 10 minutes for the reflection in step 6. That is where your capacity builds. Without it, you will face the same breaking points in the next conversation. For situations where the conversation breaks down entirely, the repair process is well established. Rebuilding after a serious team breakdown requires its own framework. But most breakdowns in patient hearing conversations are recoverable if you catch them early and name them directly. Your pre-conversation patient hearing checklist. Before your next high-stakes conversation with a difficult person, run through this. These are not abstract principles. Each item is a direct action. Number 1. Mental ground cleared. I have done the negative visualization. I know the worst realistic version, and I have sat with it. Number 2. Triggers identified. I have named 2 or 3 specific things this person is likely to say that would cause me to stop listening. I have a brief internal instruction ready for each. Number 3. My 3 points written. I know what I need to raise. I have it on paper, and I do not need to hold it in my head during the conversation. Number 4. Timing confirmed. I have checked that neither of us is arriving from a charged situation. I have given the conversation its own space in the day. Number 5. Medium chosen. I have matched the richness of the medium to the difficulty of the conversation. If this must be remote, I have compensated with extra clarity in how I open. Number 6. Listening commitment made. I have decided in advance that I will hear this person fully before I respond to anything. That decision is already made. Number 7. Reflection scheduled. I have set aside 10 minutes after this conversation for the step 6 questions. Carry this into the conversation. It is not a guarantee, but it is the difference between walking in prepared and walking in hoping. For teams where this kind of difficult conversation happens regularly, the master method applied to team settings covers the additional layer of group dynamics that individual patient hearing does not address. And if conflict has already fractured the relationship before you even get to this conversation, the deal method offers a structured path through the specific work of resolution. Patient hearing is not about being good. It is about being ready. The people I have known who were genuinely skilled at patient hearing did not possess some rare gift for patients. They had simply done enough preparation, enough practice, and enough honest reflection that difficult people no longer caught them by surprise. They had a system, they trusted it, and they walked in knowing that the discomfort of hearing someone out fully was temporary, while the damage of reactive listening could last for months. The patient hearing method is not something you develop once and carry forward unchanged. Every master has failed more times than beginners have tried. What the master method gives you is not perfection. It gives you a clear process to return to after every failure, every conversation that went sideways, every moment when you stopped listening before the other person stopped talking. Use the checklist. Do the reflection. Apply the steps before the next conversation that matters. You will not be perfect, but you will be more present than you were. And that is where the change actually lies. Frequently asked questions. What is the patient hearing method? The patient hearing method is a structured approach to listening fully and without reactive interruption to a difficult person in a high-stakes conversation. It combines mental preparation, composure under pressure, and deliberate presence so that what is actually said is genuinely received before any response is formed. How do you practice patient hearing with difficult people? You prepare before the conversation begins, clarify your goal, anticipate the emotional charge, structure what you need to say, and set a firm internal commitment to listen before responding. During the conversation, you engage with full presence rather than building your counterargument while the other person still speaks. Why is patient hearing so hard in high-stakes situations? Your brain treats social threat the same as physical threat. When someone attacks, accuses, or manipulates, the amygdala fires and pulls you towards self-defense. Patient hearing requires you to override that instinct deliberately, which takes preparation and practice, not just good intentions. What does the master method stand for? Master stands for mental preparation, anticipating objections, structuring key points, timing the conversation, engaging with full presence, and reflecting afterward. It is a 6-step framework from Say It Right Every Time for preparing and executing high-stakes conversations. How do you stay calm while listening to someone who is angry or manipulative? You do not match the anger. You acknowledge it, name it calmly, and hold your ground on the facts. Anger feeds on anger. When you refuse to provide fuel, the fire eventually burns out. Name what you observe, state your need clearly, and offer a calm next step. What should you do after a difficult patient hearing conversation? Reflect on what happened, what you heard clearly, and where your emotions pulled at you. Ask what you would do differently and what the other person seemed to need. This reflection is not optional. It is where your capacity for patient hearing actually grows over time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.